33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. For almost 47 years, it towered over the El Paso skyline near downtown, a smokestack striped in red and white with a word etched down its side in huge letters, ASARCO. Its smaller sister nearby, which bore no corporate name, it stood over El Paso even longer. And then, in less than 30 seconds on a clear spring morning in 2013, these monuments were gone, toppled after years of fights with a community that had long counted on the smelting and refining company for jobs, but it also struggled with toxic contamination from those smokestacks. The story of ASARCO and its complicated relationship with El Pasoans is told in the new book Copper Stain. Co-author Elaine Hampton is a retired associate professor at the University of Texas at El Paso. Ms. Hampton, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
It's my pleasure.
Where to begin with a story that is so old? I mean, I suppose you could, in a sense, begin back in the late 1800s, right? I mean, that was when the American Smelting and Refining Company began operating just feet from the Rio Grande.
It was on the outskirts early on, and then later, as time changed, it became a smelter right in the heart of the city, in the heart of two cities, as it passed over the lines into Ciudad Juárez.
Why was this such an important story for you to tell? Obviously, you're in El Paso, but maybe people who didn't see those towers, it's hard to kind of grasp just how large they loomed, in a way, in the lives of El Pasoans.
It's a history that would have been lost, totally lost. It's a history about what happened inside those smelters. It's a history of the racial and environmental injustices that were imposed upon the community and the people who worked there, as well as the economic benefit. As you said, it's very complex. There's no right and wrong, no good and bad. But whenever the men tell their stories, these 65 men that we interviewed and one woman tell their stories about what went on and how their lives are now, we can get a little glimpse into that history.
But as I understand it, several of those you spoke with now have passed away, right?
Right. We've lost seven that were involved in the interviews just in the 4 years that we worked on this.
What exactly were they doing in these? I mean, I think that people saw the exterior, you know, the smokestacks are the most prominent feature. But what was actually going on inside these plants?
It was lava. You take ore and you throw it in a giant furnace with intense heat, men working all around, on top of it, beside it, underneath it, and turning that ore into lava. And then they have to manage that lava. They have to put it into the right. If it's the copper lava, the molten copper, they put it in one place. If it's the waste product, they dispose of it in another place. So every step of those processes are extremely dangerous. The slag was the molten product that was waste, and it had to go from the factory to a hillside where they dumped it out on the hillside. People would watch it at night, and it was like a volcano exploding.
ASARCO, the company, actually became involved in an illegal plan to incinerate toxic waste, thinking no one would know the difference.
Exactly. That's exactly what was happening. And the men tell their stories about how they used to process ore, and then all of a sudden they're processing a powder and a sludge, trying to put that on the chutes and the conveyor belts, and the way it would eat through the metals within just weeks.
Concerns about the environment began to grow in the 70s. Something else happened, too. The price of copper began to fall worldwide. You know, you think about how those smokestacks have fallen. Would they have come down on their own given the what was happening economically, or do you think in a way they were pushed over by efforts to clean up the environment there?
Another complicated story, right? Copper picked up again in the 1990s. So ASARCO had been dormant for 6 years, and then the price of copper went up. So they thought, well, maybe we will try to reopen. By this time, the entire community, the three states, two nations, were furious over what ASARCO had been doing. The burning of illegal waste had been made public. So there was a huge community outcry. Around 1999, it was closed temporarily, and then by 2007, it was closed permanently, gone into bankruptcy.
What about the environmental impact? I mean, is it generally thought that cleanup has been completed? It's been successful, or no? Does it continue?
The trustees that were in charge of cleaning up have followed regulations and have gotten all of the entire area, the huge acreage, to reach the compliance standards. The question still exists. Compliance is only a few inches of soil removed. What about the oils that soaked under the soil? What about the water that was contaminated? And what about the pollutants that have fallen in the area? All of those things are unknown.
The book is Copperstain, ASARCO's Legacy in El Paso. Its authors, Cynthia C. Ontiveros and Elaine Hampton, who's been our guest today on the Texas Standard. Ms. Hampton, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us.
It's our pleasure to be here. Have a good day.